You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Okay, we're back, guys.
The technical
like a reoccurring nightmare.
What's that?
I said it's like a reoccurring nightmare. Here we are.
Oh,
we're back.
Scary. Okay, everyone, I'd like to welcome everyone in the chat rooms who are really patient with us, and those who are listening to the show, please don't walk away. We got some really great things happening tonight. I do have Joanne Giroux, who actually works as an alternative health practitioner. She works with herbal medicines. She's been doing it since she was a little girl. But you know what? Instead of me talking about her, I want Joanne, can you tell them about yourself, what you normally do?
What
how
I
you
normally?
Get started?
It's pretty scary.
Well, how you got started?
How I got started was I studied under the native elders when I was a child and learned how to read the land. And how to assimilate the land with our body, mind, and soul, basically, with our mental, emotional, etheric, and physical bodies. And that would bring us to the medicine wheel teachings. And I was fortunate enough to go with Derek up to Driftpile for the First Nations Diabetes Conference and did some interesting work with a lot of other practitioners, actually, and also other clients. And, you know, for people that have cancer and diabetes, they sure look a whole lot healthier than the ones down here. Like
I know. I can see that. Way more healthier.
Amazed. And, you know, it's all back to tradition, eh? And then just, I guess, I don't know whether you saw it in the newspaper or not, but while we were gone, there was an article about the First Nations up in Alert Bay, and they put them on their traditional diet, and all their diabetes went away. And I think part of it is, or most of it, is actually getting back to tradition and understanding yourself. And any of the health issues that I kind of addressed, other than diabetes, were ancestral memory. There's a lot of ancestral memory with all of us, but especially with the First Nations people. And how ancestral memory works is, am I rattling on? Do you want me to continue here?
You're doing great.
This is going on and on and on here. Okay, anyway, ancestral memory stores in the membrane of our cell. That's why it's called the cell membrane. It's the memory of the cell. And it stores as a frequency. And when we come across we carry frequency, memory frequency, six generations on the mom's side, six generations back on the mother's side. And when we come across events in life that have the same type of frequency that is stored in our cell membrane, it resonates. And quite often it will cause signals to the brain. And there's also emotional scar tissue in the brain. And the corresponding biological organ will actually respond to this. And that's why there's so much diabetes, not only with First Nations, but also with other races. We've lost the sweetness in life. We've lost the ability to connect with the earth. And you'll find, especially with diabetics or with anybody, actually, chromium picolinate, a mineral, is a magnetic mineral. And that magnetic mineral connects us to the pulse of the earth. And without it, we're all over the planet. We're not grounded. We don't resonate with our vitamins and minerals, and we don't resonate with a whole lot of things in life because we are attuned to the earth. Our heartbeat is the same as that of the earth. So if you're taking chromium picolinate, which I really stressed, that plays a very important role in connecting you back to the earth's frequency. But it was just a phenomenal time. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I think, I hope, those people learned as much from me as I did from them. Because there's so much simplicity there, but there's magnificence in the simplicity. And that really drove home to me. So basically that's what I do. I'm an energy practitioner also. I have all kinds of fancy machines. In fact, I've got the radio station on one now because we're having all kinds of technical difficulties. And I think, Derek, some of your spooks have a twisted sense of humor, I think. So I decided I'd put the radio station on one of the machines, and it seems to be working.
Oh, good.
What do you
think? At least it'll become a little bit stronger. It'll pick me up. I'm actually, you know, like I said, before we end up losing each other the first time we started the show, I remember getting really, really sick, and I ended up getting diarrhea basically really, really sick, and I couldn't figure out how come I got sick, but yet I was, you know, I mean, yes, there were flu viruses going around. When I got home, I could not keep my eyes open. I slept for 3 days straight. I could not eat. And my immune system, I just like went down. I've never experienced anything like this before. And I thought to myself, no, why is this happening? And someone mentioned that we had a lot of jets going across the sky, and which basically we're talking about chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people start getting sick in the territories because, you know, I find it, I this is my understanding, I really do feel this is powerfully strong. And there are people that I spoke to have actually had on my show before and have all agreed that the military out there right now is experimenting on us. And so they like to dump a little bit of that chemical, chemical sewage, and see how we could survive through it, and so which makes us sick. Now, a lot of people out there have no idea how to recover from this because they don't understand what's available from the earth. And so my wife knows, and you know, because both you and I are always in contact with each other. And I got healed pretty quick after the third day. I mean, basically, my immune system went up, my electrolytes went up. My wife, you know, with her, bless her heart, that she tried so hard to make sure I was even getting better and stronger, and I did. And yet there are people like that went through the same symptoms and still are down. And some have not recovered, and they're still quite weak. And so I'm trying, you know, some of my meat and telling me, you know, it's basically because what's in the air that's been dumped. And have you come across anybody like that out in this area?
Oh, yeah, lots. Oh, yeah, lots. Well, we were up in Slave Lake. I go outside. We had this moose across the street, and he just was not a happy camper. I could hear him in my room, so I kept going out to make sure he wasn't trying to cross the highway because he was really not a happy camper. Anyway, while I was out there, it was beautiful, sunny days, and it actually warmed up while we were there. But you look up, and I could not believe the amount of chemtrails. Like down here, you see them, but we have so many clouds, you don't notice them as much. But up in Alberta, like, the sky was full. And what we started off with was a nice, bright, sunny day. And by afternoon, it was all overcast. And I made a joke. It was a pretty sick joke, mind you, about, oh, yeah, here we've got the First Nations Diabetes Conference. We've got all these holistic practitioners here. And they're spraying the sky. So 2 weeks after we leave, everybody's going to get deathly ill and blame us, you know? And that just seems to be the way it worked out, because we left, everybody got sick, including
us. The funny thing is that Health Canada was the sponsor, was helping to support financially this whole program.
Yeah.
And,
so what's
that? They were there, but I don't think they even knew what was going on, how come some people are getting sick. But the thing is that everyone tries to turn to the earth and use the earth medicine, and I'm very fortunate. I get to meet a lot of great people up there that do practice the medicines, and I sit down with them, we chat, and we, you know, exchange medicines, talk to each other about what we use and how we're using it. It's just absolutely phenomenal, because you don't see that in the cities, you know, where we are here. I'm in Vancouver, here in Port Coquitlam, and you know, I find it important that if there's anyone out there, I'll tell you this right now, guys, if you want to call in, toll-free numbers, of our show, please call in because you want to ask any questions regarding Joanne being here. She's got she's ready to listen to you. Won't talk a mile a minute, but she's good. No, call in, guys. This is actually phenomenal. Anyone wants to call in, we have actually the American side, USA, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. It's all toll-free numbers. Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International lines is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. If you have any questions regarding health, please call in, because basically this is what Joanne's here for. She works as an alternative health practitioner. She's good at what she does. I've been working with this woman for a long time, and a lot of my clients that have been coming to see me, if there's anything that they're dealing with certain symptoms of health, I do send them to her because I know I can trust her. Now, even though I'm not going to eliminate the doctor, because doctors are important as well. But if there's anything that you want to turn to alternative health, yes. But I still advise you to go see a physician, talk to your doctor. If you're not too sure that the doctor is able to solve something for you, give Joanne a call. Maybe there's something there that she can also help you with. There's always the alternative. So no one's actually say they're forced to be stuck with what they need. Now, in the past we talked about Codex.
Mm-hmm.
That still exists? Are we still fighting this with the federal government?
Well, I really don't know what the heck we're doing. 1 minute something's off the shelf, and 2 months later it's back on. And they're allowing the most bizarre things that they haven't allowed for the last 10 years. All of a sudden they're allowed. And then simple, harmless herbs like nettle root is off the shelf, but apparently it's back on. I really have absolutely no idea what's going on with this. It's not the feds, it's the international government that nobody knows exists is actually playing havoc with various countries. But, you know, I think if everybody just concentrates on the positive aspect of it,
uh-huh.
They don't seem any more clear on it than what we do, and they apparently have no clue as to what they're doing. So, and, you know, I don't give the human race that much credit to be able to pull something that big off. I'm wrong.
Well, they even took the charcoal off the shelf.
Yeah.
Charcoal tablet.
That's exactly.
The most harmless. There's no way it can get you high. Charcoal tablets, they help, basically what their specific job is to help to digest all the, I guess I'd say, uncomfortable
impurities.
Yeah, impurities, and it actually helps to digest. And it works, it just goes in your system automatically. If anybody's dealing with yellow jaundice, anything from the inside lower abdominal area, you can actually make a patch and put the charcoal in with some flaxseed, ground it up with some water. You put it on your on the affected area, put a cloth and a piece of plastic over that, tape it up overnight. By next morning, that infection comes out through the skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys,
totally.
I'm telling you, it's full. And the government is afraid to put that on the shelf.
Yeah. Well, that's because who knows. But, you know, there's another twist to all this. Like, it doesn't really matter what they pull off the shelf, as long as people can start educating themselves. Because the earth will always provide. They can try and, you know, there's absolutely, totally nothing on this planet that is greater than what the Creator gave us. You know, they can try and take everything. They can try and do anything. But what I've learned, especially since Driftpile, what I've really learned is, and when you fell, like, and you were that sick for 3 days, I think it was a compounded interest thing. For the main and simple reason that when we are involved in situations that trigger cell memory, whether it's ours or belonging to our ancestors, our body will actually do kind of like feign an illness. And the white blood cells move in to try and clean up the debris that has been let loose from the cell membrane. Now, it's interesting that, you know, all of a sudden we were all there, and then all of a sudden all of us fell flat in our face. You know, I agree the chemtrails had a lot to do with it, but I'm just wondering how much else got loosened up in us, and it was kind of like a healing crisis combined with chemtrail kind of thing, right? And
well, yeah.
I mean, it goes hand in hand. Now, what I've really worked hard with is the pine tree. The pine tree, and the older the pine, the greater it is. Is you make, I made an oil out of the pine nuts and also out of the sap, because the sap is the nutrients of the tree. It's there to feed the tree. It's there to heal the tree when a branch breaks off. And I find that my clients that are actually taking the, I call it pine tree wisdom. And on the label it states that you can take 3 drops under your tongue 3 times a day or apply to externally to dumb areas. And the people kind of go, what? But it's wisdom. Dumb areas are ones with pain, right? And you just kind of nurture the area back to health. And every part of our body actually has an affiliated emotion and an affiliated feeling. So as soon as we start to understand our bodies and how to read them, we can actually figure out where things are coming from. But the pines actually work totally on the mental body, which, of course, affects the emotional body and then the physical, right? So by taking pine wisdom, you can actually help to clear out your mental body and all the stressful debris that we either feel or is on the subconscious level. But that's something that also stresses out the immune system.
Who actually is in the chat room and is also mentioning that this person also said that she actually has been using what's called pine oil in places on her body.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody else who's on the other chat room is saying that they use pine oil for their furniture.
No. You don't want to use that. That's a little high in sesquiterpenes. Well, you don't want to use that internally. Go ahead, use it on your furniture, but... there's a little bit of a different process involved here.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. When a person puts it on their bonnet, the person puts it on the furniture. The wood, trees, roots. I got some new roots that I received this last week since my last journey. And, they are phenomenal. You ever heard of porcupine root?
Yeah.
I've got porcupine root.
Yep.
And it looks like a porcupine.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It looks like a rat root, but it's a porcupine root. And it's just, I couldn't believe when I saw that. I haven't had porcupine root. That's the first time I've seen that. So for me, I'm new at some of the things. I'm not always expert at everything, but I learn. And I know what it's used for. But I remember tasting it, but I've never seen it, what the root looks like in a, like the full size, and that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, there is something I want to mention. Today, if you notice, that people have actually, our wheat prices and our corn has increased.
Yeah.
And it used to cost about $5. Your popping corns, they used to cost about $5 a bag. Now they're charging $10 a bag.
Hmm.
Reason I'm saying is because they're actually deciding to use corn and wheat as a fuel for automobiles.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been done yet, but they decided to raise the price because they think that it could be used as a fuel. Instead of having to say, well, let's build a vehicle to make this kind of fuel, then it would be successful. But they went ahead and they said, well, let's just raise the price on the corn and wheat now, and then we'll make this vehicle turn to fuel. Does that make any sense?
Well, to somebody, I'm sure.
Yeah. But the thing is, corn is considered as a fuel for us. It's very healthy. Wheat is pretty good for some folks, some are not. Now, why I'm mentioning this too as well, because we also talk about blood type. I'm an A negative myself. My wife is A negative. Some people have mentioned that they are, some actually said they're O's, type O, type AB negative. I think it's ABs. The rarest blood is B, which is about 2%. And then you also got your B positive and B negatives.
If anyone wants to call in and ask about their blood type, if they know who their blood, what their blood type is, Joanne can give you an idea what you do need to require, what you don't require as far as certain food in, food intakes. Because some people, like for example, like myself, being A negative, I don't unnecessarily need wheat. Because of my A negative blood, I cannot eat beef nor pork. Some people can eat meat, but because if they're a type O?
Yeah, O's are carnivores. We are the oldest standing blood type. Stands for hunter-gatherer, recluses, you know, we're the primal blood type. A blood type came about when people started living closer within the communities, within each other. The O's are wanderers.
Yeah.
The A blood type came about because people had to grow different foods, and they started actually growing them instead of just plucking them out of the wild because they started living in communities with a lot of people. And then the B's came along, and then the AB's, which is kind of like a combination of an A and a B. The AB's, I think, have it the hardest. The A's, it's not all that easy. B people are... They have a very versatile diet. They can get away with most things, except you'll find with bees that they don't do stress. They really, really cannot handle stress, and it shows in the upper shoulders and in the stomach. But most bees carry their stress right in their digestive system, and it really plays havoc on them. But most blood types can't handle wheat, and I think something that has been exploited as much and we've been inundated, it's like antibiotics. You know, after a while, everything becomes antibiotic resistant, and everybody becomes allergic to them. And it's the same with wheat, because we've been inundated with wheat products for so long that our bodies are just turning against it. It wants something different. The ancient grains like kamut, spelt, quinoa is usually good for most blood types. Very few blood types can tolerate the wheat. And it's also because the grains aren't washed properly, and if they are, they're not dried properly, so there's always mold. And it's more the mold in the grains that people are allergic to than the actual grain itself.
Why do women have difficulties losing weight?
Well,
I want to talk. A lot of young ladies out there, no matter, we call them either obese or, you know, large ladies. Sometimes they've always kept on saying they want to lose weight, and they have tried to lose weight, but they say they have difficulties. Do you understand, Joanne? How is it, what they can do to help them lose weight a little easier? Is it because of their blood type that they can't digest the food or having to lose weight this way because of the blood type?
Oh, that's a big part of it. A's are lacking hydrochloric acid in the stomach, and quite often an A blood type will suffer from acid reflux, and they say, no, my doctor says I have too much acid. Wrong acid. The acid reflux is from fermented foods. But hydrochloric acid is found in apples, apple cider vinegar, or you can just cheat and buy betaine hydrochloride, which is really excellent. You take it before each meal, and it ups the hydrochloric acid so you can digest your food. A lot of weight gain, I think, is because of our stress, our fast pace of life. Most people that do not eat homemade meals will gain weight. Sometimes it's a stress factor, especially... Weight gain in the abdominal area is usually thyroid-related. All kinds of toxins store in body fat, and body fat usually means that the body is starving, unless there's emotional connotations involved, which quite often there is. But when you look at the body's point of view, and considering the fact that our brain and our intestine are the same type of tissue, and we have an entire nervous system in our large intestine, that corresponds with our brain. Now, if you're not feeding your body the right kind of food, you're exceptionally acidic, and when you're acidic, you're toxic and you gain weight. And the body will store fat and store whatever it has to in the fat if you're starving your body. So what I see lately is so many young kids overweight, and either that or they're as skinny as blinking rails, and I don't know whether they're anorexic or full of parasites. But they're one of the two. You very seldom see a young person that's a happy medium and comfortable with themselves. And the larger ones just keep eating the fast foods, and the smaller ones keep thinking they're fat. I don't know. I think there's a societal problem here that's really playing on people's psyches. But I do know that cortisol is a hormone that is actually released during stress, and it has to do with the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. Those organs are all interrelated, and they start releasing cortisol. Now, in the health food industry, they do have cortisol blockers, which is all very fine and dandy, but the idea is to reduce the stress level, right? Not to use a blocker. I mean, it's not going to hurt you, but in the long run, you've got to reevaluate things and see why you're so stressed. And also weight gain, you know, especially in the stomach area, undigested thoughts, undigested food, and undigested thoughts go with undigested food. So it's you know, diets, I don't believe in diets. They're not good for all blood types, and they really play havoc on the metabolism. They play havoc on the endocrine system. And not all diets resonate with everybody. I know people in my own neighborhood that have paid $900 to go on a program. They lost 10 pounds. That was it. That was it.
And yet they still put themselves into a depression.
Yeah. I mean, $900 for 10 pounds? That's just water. That's a lot of money. And they still haven't lost any weight. And then I've reviewed the program with them, and they're following a diet. Well, that's really nice. But the diet doesn't go with their blood type. So they just stay the same or gain weight. And that if you're going to try to lose weight, just go, you know, Google it. Eat right for your blood type and stick to it. Alkalize.
Okay, someone asked me a question. It says,
okay.
I have psoriasis, and it's driving me nuts.
Psoriasis is actually a parasitic infestation of the blood. Psoriasis is like a prion. It's not alive and it's not dead. But psoriasis is a disorder of the blood. However, there are frequencies available through frequency machines that can actually knock it out. Psoriasis is a horrible thing.
Will they be able to provide that out of another province, like, say, Winnipeg?
Oh, yeah.
Or
Alberta? Yeah, they'll just have to do the research on the Internet and find energy practitioners. Energy practitioners with frequency machines, Winnipeg, you know, or wherever you are, and something will come up.
And also, someone else asking here, how do you increase metabolism energy?
Metabolic energy? That's usually thyroid-related. Thyroid, yeah. It's also a mental process. If the person is depressed or whatever, then everything slows down.
She's actually pain in neck and shoulders at the same time.
Pain in neck and shoulders. Yeah, it could be thyroid. If she has a cell phone, could be radiation. Quite often, O blood types, that's better, always have hypothyroidism. We really have to nurture our thyroid. Other blood types don't seem to have as much of a problem as an O does. But for whatever strange reason, O's have a problem with this. And so a lot of people take iodine for their thyroid, but at the same time, if you have a high radiation rate, the iodine that you're taking is being radiated, and that's what they give you medically if you have a hyperactive thyroid. So if you're taking iodine and you have a high radiation in your body from cell phone radiation or whatever, you're just irradiating the iodine and you're shrinking your thyroid. So what I would suggest is to do get a good natural thyroid remedy and go on that. Neck and shoulders is usually thyroid-related, and it could be hypothalamus also.
The lady that's asking about the psoriasis, she feels that will a liver cleansing help?
It certainly will. Psoriasis generally, I have a client that had psoriasis so blinking bad that she just looked like a raspberry walking around, but that was at the time she had cancer also, and she seemed to be able to get rid of the cancer. I'm not going to say we cured the cancer because cancer is a symptom of another disorder. But she got rid of the cancer, and the psoriasis has left also. And she no longer has sour blood. She actually has, you know, nice, an alkaline system. And there's people that'll say, Joe, you're nuts. You can't alkalize your blood. Yeah, you can. I've seen it over and over again. So, yeah, doing a liver cleanse definitely helps. A liver gallbladder flush. But, you know, you can't unplug the drain if the pipes are clogged. So always start with a colon cleanse. And I find that if you do a colon cleanse, a very thorough colon cleanse, then it's the colon, then it's the spleen, then the pancreas, liver, and gall, then the kidneys. Actually, no, it's not. Yeah, pancreas, liver, gall, and then kidneys. And then do another liver cleanse. And then you've done the full body cleanse, and that's when things actually start to turn around.
I want to talk cell phones.
Okay.
I went to a store today with my wife, and I was thinking about getting a new cell phone. Now, I don't have this phone up against my ear, but the new cell phones, the guy was telling me, the sales rep was telling me that there's no radiation in the cell phone.
Well, there, yeah.
I was told differently because I've been doing a lot of interviews with people and talk about radiation. There is still radiation in the cell phone, but for some reason the companies feel that because of the corporate, what is it, the companies themselves on the telephone programs, or telephone companies, have said there is no radiation in the cell phone. What's your opinion?
Well, there has to be. We're all walking cell phone antennas, for Pete's sake. They're done by satellite. And somehow, some way, this has to get to our phone. Now, a really good friend of mine, I think I related this story before, he wasn't quite right, so I gave him a Reiki treatment. And around his hip area, I asked him, I said, have you ever had an injury in your hips? And he says, no. I said, well, there's this really foreign energy. And I said, it's incredibly strong. And I said, it's going up your spine. Anyway, the Tuesday, he phones me, and he goes, Joanne, I don't feel good. So anyway, I drop everything, I run, and you know what? He really doesn't look good. So we put him on a biofeedback machine, and his bones were disintegrating. His heart, he was in heart failure. His liver was shutting down, blah, 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 blah. 2 hours later, we finally find out why, risk profile. Guess what? He had 417 cellular radiation. Now, the normal number is between 80 and 100. 417, guess what? Thyroid dead, not working. He even went to the MD, he ran all tests, and the guy said, I don't believe you're not dead, man. Your glands are not working. Nothing is working. And the reason why it started in his hips, went up his spine, irradiated his thyroid gland, not to mention everything else, was because he used to carry his cell turned on in his hip pocket. And that radiation went right into his hips, and he is just living proof. Like, I mean, of course we revamped him. He was fine. He's fine now. But he no longer carries that cell phone on his body because there's no way he wants to go through that again. He was non-functional.
No.
So we are...
A lot of these new guys today have these new cell phones attached to the... They hang on their ear, and it's on their ear all day. I find that rather stupid, whoever invented that, because that's going to actually radiate the brain, and that's going to downsize the brain cells.
Talking on a cell phone for 2 minutes, after 2 minutes, you're microwaving your brain. So you might as well take your head and stick it in the microwave. That's the same effect. It's the same effect. I see little kids walking around talking on their parents' cell phone, and I just want to, I just cringe. I think, sorry, do you have any idea what you're doing to your kid? Like, I just, you know, it's 2 minutes, and you're microwaving your brain. That's all there is to it.
I mean, basically, I find the most safest part is if you put a headset on and you attach it to your cell phone, you're safer that way. But having to have the cell phone against your ear, especially if you're driving down the road all the time, 24/7, is not very safe. Not because of the driving sense of it, but it's not very safe because you have these all the time. They can cause problems.
Oh, sure they can.
I've never heard people I've met lately that told me And then these guys got brand new cell phones. These are not the old ones. These are the new ones. And yet they're trying to tell me that these new cell phones don't have radiation. Excuse me, the battery's got what inside?
Yeah, I don't believe it. Everything has radiation. Everything.
Because they're telling us to recycle those batteries and not supposed to be putting them in the dump. Why are we not supposed to put batteries in the dump? Because what does the batteries do? Destroy our bodies. Because it destroys the earth and us. So what does that tell you?
Yeah,
hello?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what I really noticed up in Slave Lake is that my hips didn't ache and my back didn't ache. And
yeah.
I suddenly, when we hit the coast again, I said to Cher, I said, you know what? It just suddenly hit me. Up in Slave Lake, they don't have half the electricity we have here. But also, the air is dry. And down here on the wet coast, we have so much moisture in the air, and water is a conductor of electricity. So we are all walking antennas for all the electricity that is around. And burying these power lines is just totally retarded for the main and simple reason that frequency is carried very well through the earth, and we're just frying everything else from the ground up. So we get it up above, and we get it down below. Like, what are we doing? Like, what happened to the days? Like, I mean, I think we got to take a step backward in time and go to bed when it's dark and get up when it's light. And in the wintertime, so what? We sleep more, you know? Because I can honestly say a lot of the people that I see, if I can cut down on their electrical uses, well, like I tried with you, remember when I put that protective field around you and you couldn't get to the computer?
You know, I can tell you guys this. What happened to me, I was at we stopped over my best friend's place on the way up to, we through Bavin B, and Joe put me on these two machines to basically regenerate me. Well, I got up off the table after I was done with the program, and I walked over to the computer, and my hand could not get close to the keyboard. I was actually literally shaking. I could not get to the keyboard. As soon as I got close to the keyboard, my hand was shaking. I could not, and my fingers were going like as if I was having a nervous breakdown. Like, you know how how a person gets the shakes? Well, I felt that way. My hand could not get to the keyboard. I went, holy crap, what the hell is this? That's exactly what happens. She was cleaning my body up. Neutralizing it.
Well, I knew you were in the computer room. So I put
a
protective shield around you so you wouldn't get the radiation from the computer. I didn't know you were going to try and check your email.
I went ahead and did it. I'm telling you, you got to be really careful when you're going through, do this. It takes about 24 hours for this actually to go away, that your body does not get, starts to vibrate against the computer. I'm telling you, I went through it. I was like, oh, my God. I was shaking. I thought literally I was going to have a heart attack or something because it felt so weird, my hand going on top of the keyboard, and I got the shakes.
Well,
so this
I
is what happened.
Your aura, so you wouldn't get any radiation from the computer. I had no idea you were going to try and get on it.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see that?
It's funny. It's also hilarious. I mean, you learn something from this. We are made of a lot of electricity in our body, and a lot of people don't realize we are conduits. And, you know, they talk, for here's an example, when the police talk about using those taser guns, they use 50,000 volts through us. But not everybody can handle 50,000 volts. That's why people die. But they blame someone thinking that they're a drug dealer or a drug user or had a weak heart and died. You cannot use 50,000 volts. It don't work. It doesn't work on everybody. A tiny girl could actually have 50,000 volts, and sometimes they don't survive. It's been proven. But anyways, that's what I'm saying. The electricity, our bodies are like conduits, and we can't handle these things. But we are having to use Joanne's machines does help a lot because she does do a lot of great work, and especially helping a lot of people all over the place, all over the world, actually. And I recognize a name here on the chat room. I'd like to welcome Devin. I know you're coming from Driftpile. I think this is a man that say hi to your brother for me.
it's great to have a show like this on, because we try to share the positive side of health, alternative health, and that's what helps the community a whole lot. We like to do great things for people. But we're coming to a closing right now, Joe, and I'd like to thank you very much for coming on, even though our show was a little bit shortened this time, this early this evening, because we had difficulties getting on. We had a little bit of technical problems, but next week I'm coming back on, and we'll be talking about me. I'll be doing mediumship next week. So, and the folks, I'd like to thank you for listening in. Joanne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for listening in the chat room. And we'll talk to you guys next week. In the meantime, in between time, that's it. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator. Take care, guys. Be safe out there. Bye.